He missed the sun. The planet Ansatz boasted one city, Nightingale, a gem that graced eternal night. Just as a diamond sparkled because the light that ventured into its heart was captured, bouncing from face to face, so Jato Stormson was trapped in Nightingale. Unlike the light inside a faceted diamond, however, he could never escape. After a few years, his memories of home faded. He could no longer picture the sun-parched farm on the planet Sandstorm, where he had spent his boyhood. It was always dark in Nightingale. The dreamers, the artistic geniuses who had created Nightingale, were also mathematical prodigies. That was why they named their planet Ansatz. It referred to a method of solving differential equations. Make a guess, an Ansatz, for the solution, and see if it solved the equation. If it didn't, make another guess, another Ansatz. Jato was trapped on a guess of a world. Tonight he went to the Eigendome, an establishment for dancing. He sat at a table and waited for the drink server, but no one came to his table. That was why he rarely visited the dome. The artist who had designed the place considered it aesthetic to have humans serve the drinks, and the humans in Nightingale ignored him. But tonight he was lonelier than usual, and even the icy dreamers were better than no company at all. Made from synthetic diamond, the dome resembled a truncated soccer ball. Jato had looked up its history in the city library and found a treatise on how the dome mimicked the spherical molecule buckyball. Its holographic lighting evoked the quantum eigenfunctions that described that molecular sphere. He didn't understand the physics, but he appreciated the beauty it produced. Tonight, dreamers were everywhere, dancing, talking, humming. Centuries of playing with their genes and living in perpetual night had bleached their skin almost to translucence. Their hair floated around their bodies like silver smoke. Light from lamps outside the dome refracted through the diamond walls, gracing the interior with rainbows that collected in pools of color. The dreamers glistened like quantum ghosts. Across the dome, the doors abruptly opened. A spacer stood in the doorway, her body haloed by the rainbow light. This was no dreamer. She looked solid, sun-touched. She must have come in on one of the rare ships that visited Nightingale. Rare because the dreamers allowed no immigration, and most sun-dwellers found a city of unrelieved night too depressing for tourism. The only reason people came to Ansatz was to trade for a dream. Ah, yes, the trade. Dreamers made a simple offer. Give one of them a pleasant dream, and in return the dreamer would give you a work of art. They allowed you 10 days to try. After that, you had to leave Nightingale, trade or no trade. Considering the prices that dreamer art claimed throughout the Imperialate, that trade seemed astoundingly one-sided, the offer of great treasure for no more than a nice dream. Jato had let the lure of that promise fool him. He had spent years saving for the ticket to Ansatz. But how do you give a dream? It was harder than it sounded, particularly given how sun-dwelling humans revolted the dreamers. The same husky build and rugged looks that had won him such admiration back home repelled the dreamers. Considering their disdain for ugliness, he feared they wouldn't even let him stay the 10 days. They never let him go. So now he sat by himself and watched the spacer walk to a table across in the dome. The woman had no jacket. Nightingale's weather machines kept the climate pleasant, free from the fierce winds that tore at the rest of Ansatz. She wore dark pants tucked into boots and a white sweater with gold rings on the upper arms. Her clothing seemed familiar, but Jato couldn't place why. Her hair was a cloud of black curls with gold tips, and she had large eyes. Her skin had a dusky hue, full of rosy, blooming health. None of the dreamers spared her a second look, but Jato thought she was lovely.